السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والصفوة من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. The month that witnessed the descent of the Holy Quran and also the previous scriptures, according to the riwayat, not only the Quran arrived in the month of Ramadan, but also the Psalms, Zabur, the Old Testament, the Torah, the Bible, the Injil, and other books also arrived on their messengers and their prophets during the month of Ramadan. Allah says, if you are able to fast, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرِ, if you witness the month, witnessing the month, you are in town, and the month arrives and you are in town and you are healthy, فَلْيَصُمْ, then fast during this month. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا, but if you witness the month but you are unable due to sickness sometimes the age is also a factor. Some people cannot fast because of their age, either too old or too young. For some children, especially females who are 9 years, 10 years old, some of them cannot sustain these long hours during the summertime. Or if you are traveling, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ, you are traveling, then you are not required to fast. فَعِدَّةٌ, then you take a number of other days. Other days means outside the month of Ramadan. When the month is over, then you do the qada, you make up what you have missed during the month. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ, then Allah says something very important, which does not only apply to fasting, but applies to all rulings in Islam, all ibadat and acts of worship, whether it is prayers, fasting, hajj, zakat, all other. It's an axiom that embraces all aspects of faith. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends for you every ease, every ease. يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. He does not intend for you hardship and difficulty. What does that mean? God intends ease for us. There are two opinions here, or more than two opinions when it comes to this sentence, يريد الله بكم اليسر. Some people misunderstand it. Those people who say that the faith is in my heart, I love God, I follow God, but I don't have to pray. I don't have to pray five times a day. I don't have to fast. I don't have to wear hijab. I don't have to go to pilgrimage. I don't have to give alms. But I love God. God is in my heart. I follow Him. I have good friendship, good relationship with Him. But these things are difficult for me. I am unable to pray five times a day. I am unable to fast while I'm working, for instance. This is the misinterpretation of this ayah. يريد الله بكم اليسر. God intends every facility and every ease for you. Does not mean that you should not, you shun away from fasting, from hijab, from pilgrimage, from almsgiving, from fasting, from prayers. So, this is not the meaning of the verse. There are others who again misinterpret this verse. يريد الله بكم اليسر. He says, yes, I am sick, but I am able to fast. This is again wrong. If you are sick, Allah says, I don't want you to fast. If the doctor, who is an honest person, honest and a professional, he knows what he's talking about, professional, and he's honest, he's not lying to you. The doctor tells you that fasting is harmful, sometimes dangerous for you, for your health, then you should not fast. You cannot say, I can sustain that. I know myself. You have to follow the instructions of those who are wise and honest and professional. Allah says, the same way that I want you to fast when you are healthy, I do not want you to fast when you are unhealthy. Or the traveling. Some people say, nowadays traveling is easy. I take the aircraft from here, airplane. I land in another city. I can continue with my fasting. The same problem happened during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. People refused to break their fast while they were traveling with the Prophet. On the second day of Hijrah, immediately after the fasting was prescribed on the Muslims. Fasting was prescribed on the second year of Hijrah. And then they have the battle, they had the battle of Badr. Few weeks after that. So the Muslims, they had to fast during Ramadan. This is their first Ramadan fasting. The Prophet left Medina on the eighth day of Ramadan going towards Badr. Badr is 160 kilometers to the south of Medina on the way to Mecca. 160 kilometers. When the Prophet reached the area outside Medina, Hadd al-Tarakhus, where he can break his fast, which is about 20 kilometers, he broke his fast. Some companions with the Prophet, they said, no, we are not going to break our fast. We want to continue fasting because we can fast. The Prophet said that the ruling here, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ, Allah does not want you to fast when you travel. They said, no, we continue our fast. So the Prophet called them al-usat, the disobedients, who disobeyed the Prophet. The ruling, Allah says, I'm giving you a gift. Now, whether your trip is very difficult or very easy has nothing to do with the ruling. يريد الله بكم اليسر. Allah intends every ease for you. ولا يريد بكم العسر. Because of fasting, He does not want you to suffer. Now, we have the ruling also. If someone is in town, and he's fasting, he or she, and they are working, and they reach a point where they get very thirsty, to the point that this poses a danger on their life, on their health, then they may drink water. You may drink water if you are very thirsty. And if this thirst is going to endanger your life, then you may take a sip or two just to keep yourself alive. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ. While you are fasting. And this sip or two would not break your fast. But don't take advantage of this and try to drink today after Salat. This is only for emergencies. Between you and Allah. Fasting is not for people, not for your wife, not for your family, not for your community. You are doing this between you and your Lord. Only. Not to satisfy people around you. To satisfy God. If you reach a point of a break where you cannot live, your life is in danger, you may eat and you may drink. And then you continue. بمقدار الضرورة. That scholars, they say, you drink or you eat for just to sustain yourself, the minimum to can carry until the time of iftar. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. The deciding factor in these religious injunctions should not be our own desire and inclination. My own taste. I like this, then this is halal. If I don't like it, it becomes haram. Should not be that. It should be the will of God, the wisdom of God, the injunctions and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not defy Him. We should not defy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and put our desires before Him. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Some people, they do not follow God. They follow their own desire, their own liking. When they like something, they follow it. They believe in it. They promote it. When they don't like it, it does not make sense to them. They reject it. And this is wrong. In religion, the spirit of religion, الْإِسْلَامُ هُوَ التَّسْلِيمُ. Surrenderance to Allah. To submit to Allah, to His will. His wisdom is greater than our wisdom. His interest, what He sees in the short term and long term, is much bigger and wiser and clearer than what we see. We look at our narrow interests. Always, insan, humans, they look at their own narrow interests. They do not look at the interests of the community or the humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the interest of the entire humanity, the entire community of earth. And He does not discriminate. And yet, at the end of the day, He says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ. I do not want to torture you through my injunctions, religious injunctions and orders and commandments. I don't want you to suffer. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ. Allah wants you to enjoy fasting. Fasting has an element of ikhlas. Because you are hungry, you are thirsty, and sometimes you are alone by yourself. Food is available, drink is available, but you don't touch it. Because you are doing this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between you and Him. And this will nurture you. This will make you a stronger person. A person with sincerity. What we need in this life is ikhlas. Ikhlas. To refine our relationship with God. To refine it, to polish it, to make it deeper and stronger. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow His mercy on the ummah, on those who are the believers, men and women who are fasting during this holy month of Ramadan, to accept inshallah their deeds, their a'mal, their charity. This is the month of family reunion, family togetherness. If you do not have time in other seasons to see your family, to get connected with your family, then this is the time, this is the season. Try to go visit your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your siblings, your friends, your cousins, your extended family members. And also, this is the month of charity, the month where we share. We share our food. We share our iftar with others. Others, whether they have or they don't have, share your iftar. Try to share, try to give. Try to be more generous in this month. Inshallah ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr wa sallallahu wa sallama ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله صلى الله عليه وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون صدق الله العلي العظيم. We the humans are distinguished from other creatures by having two dimensions and two sides. Al-jasad wal-ruh, the physical side and the spiritual side. Inside us, there is something called soul, nafs, and ruh, spirit. The same way that we nurture our body with food and drink, we must nurture our soul too. If we neglect the soul, we will be in trouble. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ruwiya anhu sallallahu alaihi wasallam annahu qal innal hamma bid-dunya yudhhibu halawata munajati. This is al hadith al qudsi. Al ham, to put your focus only on the dunya. All your concern is about your dunya, your food, your drink, your clothing, your house, your car, your marriage, your this, your that. And you do not think about the akhirah. As a result of that, you're going to be deprived from the sweetness of this relationship with God, the communion with God. Halawata munajati. You're going to be deprived from that. As a result of that, you're going to suffer. Suffer immensely. You're going to suffer spiritually and morally. Therefore, you have to leave some room for your soul, to nurture your soul. And this is the season for it. The hadith says, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي الْعَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ الدُّعَاء. The most beloved thing in the eyes of God, the most beloved act in the eyes of God here on earth is to supplicate, is to pray for him. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Call upon me, I will respond to you. And therefore the hadith says that after the prayers, the fara'id, the mandatory prayers, to recite dua is more rewarding than nawafil. More rewarding than nawafil. To sit and recite some supplications after the prayers. الدُّعاءُ بَعْدَ الْفَرِيضَةِ أَفْضَلُ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ تَنَفُّلًا. الصَّلَاةِ تَنَفُّلًا means the nawafil that you pray. Each prayer has nawafil, sometimes before, sometimes after. If you don't have time, you have limited time, either you do nafila or dua, do the dua. Speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا أَذِنَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لِلْعَبْدِ فِي الدُّعَاءِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you permission to supplicate, to pray to Him, to ask Him, He's given you وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. He's inviting you to call upon Him. The Prophet says, when God gives you permission to call upon Him, فَتَحَ لَهُ بَابَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Definitely the door is open. If a generous person invites you to his house, what do you expect? He will shut the door? Definitely he would leave the door open for you to come inside. Allah has left the door open. He wants to answer you. He loves to answer you. فَتَحَ لَهُ بَابَ الرَّحْمَةِ. إِنَّهُ لَنْ يَحْلِكَ أَحَدٌ مَعَ الدُّعَاءِ. Verily, the Prophet says, verily, no one is going to perish while you have the dua. Perish does not mean to die, no. No one is going to be in a trouble if he has the keys to the dua, the right keys to the dua. This month is the month of dua. Ruwiya anhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said during the last Friday of Sha'ban, the very first month of Ramadan, the official debut of Ramadan on the second year of Hijrah, the Prophet during the last sermon of Sha'ban, this is what he said, وَارْفَعُوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ بِالدُّعَاءِ فِي أَوْقَاتِ صَلَوَاتِكُمْ. During the time, now the time of the salawat. Raise your hand, raise. Ask him serious that I need you. وَارْفَعُوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ بِالدُّعَاءِ في أوقات صلواتكم فإنها أفضل الساعات. These are the best hours during this month, the time of the prayers. ينظر الله فيها إلى عباده بالرحمة. He would bestow his mercy, the look of mercy on his servants. يجيبهم إذا نادوا. He will answer them when they talk to him. وَيُلَبِّيهِمْ إِذَا نَادَوْا. And he will respond to them if they call him. وَيُعْطِيهِمْ إِذَا سَأَلُوهُ. And he will give them if they ask him. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ إِذَا دَعَوْا. And he would reply and react to them if they supplicate to him. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ إِذَا دَعَوْا. This is the time to go back to Allah. We tried every other method, it did not work. We have Allah Ta'ala. And we have many problems in our life. There are many people who are suffering in our community, in other communities, the people of Syria, the people of Iraq, the people of Palestine, the people of Yemen, Bahrain, Lebanon, others in Africa, elsewhere. People in your community, this is the time. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ سَرَّهُ أَنْ يُكْشَفَ عَنْهُ الْبَلَاءِ فَلْيُكْثِرِ الدُّعَاءِ. If you want the bala, the tribulation and the affliction is removed from you, فَلْيُكْثِرِ, frequently, not just one time, continuously. Make it a habit to pray, to say, Ya Allah, to call on Him, formally and informally. Formally when we do some of the du'as after the prayers, before the prayers. In the month, du'a ul-iftitah, Do not miss this dua. Even when you go home, read this dua. During the nights of Ramadan, the Sahar, after midnight, dua Abu Hamza al-Thamali, dua al-Jawshan al-Kabir. They have great meanings. The meanings of these du'as are unparalleled. You cannot find them in any school, in any madhab, in any tradition. Something like dua Abu Hamza al-Thamali. Unique, this dua. This dua is recited by Imam Zainul Abidin, the one who knew his Lord and knew how to communicate with him. The one who inherited the knowledge and the wisdom and the piety of his grandfather Amir al-Mu'mineen and his grandfather Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one last thing, when you pray, just do not pray just for yourself. Pray for your ikhwan, for your community members. عن الإمام الباقر عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه قال أوشك دعوة وأسرع إجابة دعوة المؤمن لأخيه في ظهر الغيب. The fastest dua which God is going to answer is when you, the mu'min, you pray for your brethren in his absence. Not when he's sitting with you, in his absence. In your house, you remember your brother, your sister, in the community, in the family, and you pray for them. Allah is going to answer this prayers. Remember the mu'mineen. Remember your family members, extended family members, your community members. This is the month of dua, inshallah. And we have a program every night here. As you can see, the tables behind you. We have iftar. We have a Quranic circle, Quranic recitation. Those who want to improve their Quranic recitation, they are welcome to come. The program begins 1 hour before sunset. And then we have Salat and Iftar and Dua al-Iftitah and a 30 to 35 minutes comments on the Dua of the day. Every day in Ramadan, there is a special Dua that has been narrated by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have a commentary on this dua. And then on the 18th, and we invite you to help out the masjid with the iftar, please. See Brother Samir Amiri, talk to him if you want to donate for a good cause to help your brothers and sisters in this masjid with their iftar. This is a very noble and good cause that earns the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you can't have iftar in your house, at least this is the masjid open 30 nights, so you can donate. And also for the hospital of Al-Imam Al-Hujjah in Karbala and the orphans in Iraq, we have Development and Relief Foundation fundraising iftar on Saturday, June 18th. If you want to come and participate and help, it's here in Irvine. You can get the tickets from Brother Samir Amiri or from me, inshallah. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات